This side of this tape is dedicated to explaining the object and rules of each of the games in TSI's Game Center. So you should already have listened to the other side of this tape and have learned the layout before going any further. The games are numbered as follows.
Number 0, paddleball game.
Number 1, craps game.
Number 2, the skeet shoot.
Number 3, tic-tac-toe.
Number 4, the chain game.
Number 5, blackjack.
Number 6, tug-of-war.
And number 7 is the number run game.
So let's get started with number 0. Paddleball.
Paddleball is an auditory representation of a ping-pong game between two players. The ball, represented by a solid oscillating tone, moves back and forth across the court. The relative intensity of the ball's sound indicates its horizontal distance from your end of the court. So as the ball approaches you, the sound becomes louder. The pitch represents the vertical travel of the ball's flight path. So as the pitch gets higher, the ball gets higher. You have no control over the ball, but you do control the pitch of the paddle, which is represented by a beeping tone. If you slide the controls away from you, the pitch will get higher. If you slide the controls toward you, the pitch will get lower. The object of the game, then, is to follow the solid oscillating tone of the ball with the bleeping tone of the paddle. If the tones of the ball and paddle are the same, when the ball reaches the end of the court, the ball will be hit, and a point will be added to your score by the game center voice. If you miss, only a click will be heard, and the ball will return to the other player. Now, the left slide control operates the paddle on the left side of the court, which you should be able to hear through the left earphone of your headset if the ball is moving toward the left. Now, on the other hand, if the ball is moving toward the right, you will hear the right paddle through the right earphone, and the left paddle will remain totally silent until the ball reaches the right end of the court and starts back toward the left, at which time the right paddle will become silent. It's not always easy to match the pitch of your paddle to that of the ball at the exact moment the ball reaches your end of the court, so TSI's engineers have added a hard-easy switch, which is located immediately above the equals key in the lower right-hand corner of the keyboard. It's just a tiny switch, which when pushed away from you is on hard, which means your paddle's pitch must be very close to that of the ball's in order to get a point. For now, just keep the switch pulled down or toward you in the easy position, which in a sense gives you a larger paddle. Now, plug the headsets into the two phone jacks next to the security loop on the back of the machine, and just for the sake of finding who has the ball first, the player on the left, player one, should slide the pitch of his paddle as high as it will go and leave it. And the player on the right, player two, should slide his paddle switch down to the lowest frequency. This way you should immediately hear which way to wear your headset. If you hear the high bleeping pitch, you should hear it on the left, and the ball is moving toward that direction. If you hear the low bleeping pitch, then that should be on the right, and the ball is moving in that direction. Now, clear the game center by pressing the clear key in the lower left-hand corner of the keyboard, and after you hear it say equals, then press the equals key in the lower right-hand corner of the keyboard, and finally press the O key since we are playing game number O. Then finally press the M key, which will start the sounds in your headsets. Each time a point is scored, the game center will announce the score. And the first number announced is player 1's score, and player 1 is on the left. And the second number is player 2's score, and player 2 is, of course, on the right. The game ends when you hear over times equals number 1 or number 2, depending on which player, 1 left or 2 right, is the first to score 10 points. The one exception to this is if you are both tied at 9. If this is the case, you are even and must continue playing until one of you wins by 2 points. Well, I guess that about does it. You may find it a little bit confusing when you first hear the paddle and the ball together, but just give it a couple of minutes. You'll get it. Bye.
And now it's time to learn game number 1, the craps game. This game simulates the dice game craps. Now, if by chance you don't know the rules to craps, then you'd better listen closely, because even though I'm a great craps player, I ain't too good at talking. Now, if you remember right, the first thing you do is to clear the machine by pushing the button in the lower left-hand corner of the keyboard. You got that? Now, if it didn't say clear equals, then push it again. Now, push the equals key at the lower right-hand corner of the keyboard. Okay? Now, reach up and push the number 1, and you are ready to play craps. Do you remember how to start each game? Right, you push the M key, which is basically the same as throwing the dice. Now, if you're familiar with dice, you know that each die is a little block, each side of which is given a number value from 1 to 6. Now, in craps, you use 2 dice. When you push the M key, you'll hear 2 numbers, 1 for each die. Then those numbers are added together so that you come out with a sum somewhere between 2 and 12. If on the first toss you come up with a sum of either 7 or 11, then you are lucky because you win. And the rooting section will say, on the other hand, if the sum of the 2 numbers is either 2, 3, or 12, then you lose and you hear. If, however, on the first throw of the dice, the sum is any other number, like 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, or 10, for example,
and 5, 3, point equals 8.
Then in order to get a point, you have to keep pushing the M key until you cast a sum equal to that original sum. So in this case, I need to throw an 8 to get a point.
And 2, point equals 8.
No good.
And 5, point equals 8.
Missed
and
it.
And 2, 6, root.
The only danger is that if you happen to throw a 7, you hear overflow again, which means you lose. So on the first throw, that's when you want the 7, but that's the only time, because if you ever get it again, you're going to lose. So go ahead and play a couple of games, because I'm through now. Hi there, I'm number 2, and I'm going to tell you about the skeet shoot. So go ahead and clear the machine. Push the equals, and then number 2. Now, the object of this game is to shoot down a simulated clay pigeon as it flies across a randomly selected flight path. The flight path is always in a straight line and connects 3 digits. Now, you're dealing with the 9 primary digits on the game center's keyboard. As you know, they're arranged in 3 rows of 3 digits. At this point, let me suggest that you try to follow what I'm saying by actually using the keyboard. Now, to connect any 3 of these 9 digits in a straight line, you have to start with 1 of the digits around the perimeter of the square. In other words, number 5 can only be used as a middle number. So, if I tell you to connect 3 digits, the first one being number 2, then there's only one way you can go to connect them, and how's that? Right, straight down through the 5 to the 8. But, if I tell you to start with number 9, then you really have 3 different choices. You could go straight across through the 8 to the 7, or straight up through the 6 to the 3, or diagonally up through the 5 to the 1.
So in other words, if the first number is in any one of the four corners, like 1, 3, 7, or 9, then you need a second number before you can even figure out what the third number's going to be. Now, to get a point, or a hit as we call it, you have to press any one of the three numbers in the line. The only problem is that you have to press the number at exactly the same time as the game center's voice says that number. And if you're anything like me, you'll be shooting for the third number all the time because I ain't fast enough to hit it on the second, let alone the first. Go ahead and push the M key. Did you hear the three numbers? The clay pigeon started its flight on that first number, and the same moment the voice said any one of those three numbers, you could have simultaneously pushed the corresponding number on the keyboard and had a hit. You hear that? Well, that's what it says when you get a hit. Let me translate for those of you who don't understand skeet talk. It means, you got me. Of course, with the gun going off, it's kind of hard to hear. Now, if you happen to push the wrong key down, you'll still hear the gun go off. But the pigeon won't say anything to you. See what I mean? If you don't push anything down at all, you'll just hear... Now you get 16 chances. In other words, you can push the M key 16 times before the game is over. And then the voice will tell you how many times you hit clay pigeons.
Over times equals 4.
Oh, there's just one more thing. Since these birds don't like getting shot much, every time you hit one, the next one flies faster. Number 3 is the game of tic-tac-toe. Let's start by clearing the machine, then push the equals key, and then, of course, the number 3 key, and finally the M key, and we're ready to play. Now, this game requires two players. The player on the left can be minus, since the minus key is in the upper left-hand corner of the keyboard, and the player on the right can be plus, since the plus is in the upper right-hand corner. Now, remember that each of you must always press your respective plus or minus key each time before you claim a number. Now, in tic-tac-toe, you're dealing with the same numbers, 1 through 9, as you dealt with in the skeet shoot. And the object of the game is to be the first one to claim 3 digits in a straight line, either horizontally, vertically, or diagonally, while alternating turns. Now, the winner is announced like this.
Over times equals minus.
If you know you're not going to win, then naturally you'll want to stop or block your opponent from claiming 3 digits in a straight line, in which case neither of you wins.
Over times equals.
That's what we call the cat's game, or a draw. So, minus, go ahead and push your minus key, and then any number you like. Now, plus, you do the same. Now, minus, before you push any new number or your minus key, go ahead and push the same digit plus just pressed. Go ahead. Did you notice that the game center told you to whom it belongs? Now press the first number you pressed. It belongs to you, right? Now, push any other number. It should have said the number and told you it was clear. This way you can always check to be sure of where you and your opponent stand, so you know whether to try to block him or her, or advance yourself. Now, go ahead and press the minus key, and again, press either one of those first two keys which already belong to you and plus. Did you hear? That obviously means that one of you has already claimed that digit. So press the minus key again and make your choice from the ones that are clear. That's about it. I might mention that if you want to make the game more difficult, remove the possibility of checking who has chosen which digit and which ones might be free, which will require your memories to work a bit harder. Then each time you hear overflow on your choice, then you lose your turn. Have a good time!
Number 4 is the chain game. And in this game, you are going to have to use your memory. Clear the machine, push the equals, and then number 4. When you press the M key, you will hear a number. Press it. Did you hear the number? Good. Now push the key corresponding to that number. After saying the number pushed and equals, then you heard that first number plus a new randomly generated digit. Is that correct? Now push the keys which correspond to the digits that you just heard in the same order as they were announced. Now you have 3 digits to remember in the chain. This chain will continue to grow up to 99 digits as long as you can reproduce on the keyboard the sequence of the chain which was last announced. Be sure and wait until the voice has finished announcing the sequence of numbers before starting to verify them. If you press the wrong digit, however, then you will hear or whatever number of digits you were able to remember before making the mistake. You will notice that the larger your chain becomes, the faster the digits will be generated. I hope you enjoy this little memory exercise.
Game number 5 simulates the card game Blackjack, which some people call 21. You play it against the electronic dealer. So clear the game center. Push the equals button and then the number 5. To have the dealer deal 2 cards to you face up, just push the M key. All face cards and 10s are announced as 1-0 and are worth 10 points. Now add together the 2 numbers you have been dealt and remember the total. When you push the M key a second time, the dealer will deal himself 1 card face up, which is announced, and the other card face down, which is noted by a brief electronic whisk. Did you hear what I mean? At this point, you must decide whether you should ask for any more cards in order to place your total at 21, or as near it as possible, without exceeding it. For example, if your total is already 13, and you are dealt a 9, 10, or 1 of 3 face cards, each of which is worth 10 points, then you will exceed 21, and the dealer will win, at which time you will hear. On the other hand, if you are dealt an 8, then your total would be 21, and the only possible way the dealer could win is if he also ends up with 21. In the cases of tie point games, the dealer always wins. Let me mention here that an ace will always count as 11 unless it brings the total to more than 21, at which time it is only worth 1. If you do want to be dealt more cards, then all you have to do is press the plus key. You can push this key as many times as you like, but each time you press it, you may run the risk of exceeding 21. Now, assuming that you haven't lost yet and that you are satisfied with your point total, then all you do is, and don't do it right now, press the equals key. This tells the dealer that you stand, or in other words, that you don't want any more cards, at which time you will hear the total of his 2 cards announced, and if his total is not yet equal to or greater than 17, he will continue dealing to himself until it is, or until he exceeds 21 and loses, at which time you would hear. You only hear that rooting section when you win. If neither of you has exceeded 21, then the winner is the player with the higher score. Again, tie games are won by the dealer. Well, I guess that's about it. So why don't you press the equals key and see how you do?
Strangely enough, game number 6, the tug of war, relies on reaction speed instead of strength. You can either play this game with 2 people or with 2 hands, if by chance you don't know which of your hands responds quicker to an audible signal. Now one uses the negative key representing the negative side and the other uses the positive key representing the positive side. Now, after you clear the machine and push the equals and then the number 6 key, you start the game by pushing the M, as usual. Now, a midpoint number 5 will be announced by the game center's voice, which is followed from 1 to 4 seconds later by a bleep sound. The first player to respond to the bleep sound by pressing his or her respective key, the plus or the minus, will hear either +6 or -4, depending on which one is faster. Now you will be penalized 2 points if you press the key before you hear the bleep, so don't cheat. Player plus wins when the total is 10, player minus wins if the total is 0. When the game is over, the game center voice says, or minus, depending on which is faster. Go ahead, give it a try. But remember, don't cheat.
Game number 7 is the number run game. And it's a race against the clock because you are only given a short time to verify 20 digits. So after you clear the machine and push the equals on the number 7 and you start the game by pressing the M, you will hear a number announced. Now then, you must verify that number by pressing the corresponding digit on the keyboard. So if it says 6, you press 6. Another randomly generated digit will then be announced, which you must also verify in the same manner. This process will be continued until you have verified 20 digits, or until the allotted time runs out, at which time you will hear... Any time you press the wrong digit, you will hear... But don't worry about it, just press the correct digit as soon as you possibly can. If you are able to verify all 20 digits in the allotted time, the game center will announce what percentage of the time it took you. So naturally, the lower the score, the better. Viel Spaß! Well, that about does it. So thank you and enjoy your game center.